Good morning, happy Monday, and happy new week. I'm here to give you the astrological forecast of May 31st through June 6th. And I have to say, I am so glad for this new week. I don't know about you guys. Actually, I do know about you guys. I have received your DMs. I've seen your responses online. I've had conversations with friends, family, experiences I've had myself. This last week was a lot. It was the week of the first eclipse of the season, and I feel like a huge part of the reason why it has felt so heavy, it's because it has felt a little bit inexplicable. With so much Gemini energy in the air, we have the North Node, Venus, Mercury, the Sun in Gemini, we are trying to explain with words, with cognitive thought, what we are feeling. We want to know the facts about what we're feeling. We want to know how to get rid of it, how to fix it. And we want to know why. Why is this coming up now? Why am I feeling so moody? Why am I feeling angry? Why am I feeling so emotional? And sure, if we follow astrological energy, it's one thing to say, well, it's the eclipses. But there's still this part of us, because of Gemini energy in the air, that wants to know, okay, but why? What is that? Well, if you've listened to my previous audios, you know that eclipses have to do with what is meant for our soul's evolution and not for our ego's desire. So with that said, there is a lot that's going to happen, especially on a spiritual and emotional level, that is beyond cognitive thought, that is beyond cognitive reasoning. Therefore, it is important to come back to self, to meditate, to come back to the things that are important to us, to come back to really just a sense of groundedness within ourselves. This is why, especially in the Consciousness Circle membership, I've posted exercises about different questions to ask yourself about who you are, what makes you happy, what are you willing to let go. I also posted a meditation that I think has been helpful for several people. So understand that while we may be really wanting to understand at a cognitive level what is happening within us, why so much emotion, why so much turning, right, within us, we have to be patient and allow these events to unfold. Because this week and next week are 2 weeks before we head into the second eclipse of the season. So patience, okay? Patience. Now this week is a really, it's a much more calming week. And let me get started. So Monday, May 31st, we have Mars in Cancer creating a trine to Neptune in Pisces. This is nice because Mars in Cancer is about the defense, or being the defensive warrior of that which is important to us, of that which represents home. Now, this can go one of two ways, right? If we're experiencing eclipse season and we are meant to let go of certain things that feel like home, then that's going to create a bit of a discomfort with Mars in Cancer. But here's the thing. Mars in Cancer also represents the courage to find a new sense of home, the courage to understand that even if our surroundings change, relationships, jobs, homes, that we have the courage to defend or to stand up or to acknowledge the sense of home that we carry within. Essentially, a huge part of the transformation that we've endured over the last 12 months has been to emphasize the fact that the sense of groundedness and home that matters the most is the one that we cultivate within us. Because that means that no matter where we go, we can always come back to a safe space, which is within ourselves. Now, Mars in Cancer creating a trine to Neptune in Pisces is this ability to trust the unfolding of what's happening, to trust that the discomfort and the contrast that we're feeling inside of us, the moodiness, the waterworks, the emotions, that everything that's coming up is not only allowing us to be vulnerable in a space which we can't fully explain with words, but it's also reminding us that we're human, that we're cleansing, that we are releasing. And we tend to forget how difficult that is. We tend to forget that to release a part of our lives, small or big, as long as it's significant, as long as it's part of our lives, it's something. It's something that we felt comforted by at some point, and now we have to part ways with it in some way. Even if we know that we have to part ways with it, it's okay to feel emotional about it. And so now that's happening individually. Collectively, it's also happening. And so remember, energy is energy. And so if collectively the world is going through a phase or through a space in which we're meant to release, the energy feels heavy. The energy of release feels heavy. Everyone is in a space of having to let go of something, and everyone is trying to rationally explain it and emotionally let it go. It's a lot. So, look, it's important to understand that Pisces energy during this entire eclipse season can be our saving grace, and that is about leaning into faith. And I'm not about to get religious here. That is not what this is about. But it is about leaning into the space in which we can trust the unfolding of this path. We can trust that we are being guided in the right direction for our greater good, and that the lessons that come during this period are really just helping us grow. Okay? So that is the very subtle energy of Monday, May 31st. I know that for a lot of people, we're not working. It's a holiday in the United States. So while on the one hand, you may be spending time with a lot of other people, it's kind of nice to not feel so heavy anymore. Okay, so we move on to Tuesday, June 1st. And guess what? The moon moves into Pisces. For those of you who have been following me for some time, I always suggest that if you are not an avid meditator, that if meditating is something that you're trying to get into but can't really seem to create a routine around, which is totally fine, it happens differently for different people, at the very least, try to follow the transits of the moon, see when the moon is transiting water signs, so Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, and try to meditate or consciously breathe, or perhaps say a little prayer, whatever works for you, during the time that the moon is in water signs. Water represents going beneath the surface, represents deep emotions, and it represents the connection to the divine. Water is cleansing, it's healing. Now, the moon transiting Pisces on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 1st and 2nd, really is, again, another touch of alleviation. It's much kinder. It's like a balm. It's like a soothing balm after the week we had last week. And so taking advantage of that by leaning into that Piscean, romantic, spiritual, meditative energy is really, really wonderful. Now, I know that because Monday is a holiday, for Tuesday, for a lot of people, represents going back to work. So understand that you can ease into your day. You can ease into your day with a nice meditation, come back to yourself throughout the day, take, you know, 3, 5, 10 conscious breaths as you come back to your body throughout the day. Do not underestimate the power of breath. Do not underestimate the power of consciously coming back to self. It is a form of meditation. Taking 10 deep breaths in, consciously, intentionally, is a form of meditation, and it takes maybe a minute. Okay, so understand that it's a beautiful day to remember or to set the intention, perhaps to do that throughout the day or throughout the week. On Wednesday, June 2nd, we have the Sun in Gemini creating a sextile to Chiron in Aries. So this is the recognition of what's going on, but from a different perspective. So this is us saying, okay, I'm feeling a lot, but it doesn't feel as heavy as last week. I'm not trying so hard to explain it. I'm just letting it happen and just kind of easing into that pain, if you will. Okay. And I use the word pain because Chiron is involved, but it doesn't have to feel like something heavy. It's just something that we are accepting as a current process and leaning into it. What really, really, really helps is, again, that moon in Pisces, which essentially one of the phrases for Pisces energy is let go and let God. So here we are on Wednesday, June 2nd, saying, okay, I'm really letting go. I'm allowing things to happen. I'm allowing things to flow through me. But with the Sun in Gemini, we are willing, right, to ask for help. We are willing to say, what are my options in terms of processing this? Because I don't have to process it alone. There are coaches, there are therapists, there are astrologers, there are tarotists. You know, there are people out there who can help me digest and break down all of what I'm feeling. Okay, so keep that in mind. Also, on June 2nd, Venus goes into Cancer. Another saving grace. And she remains in Cancer till June 27th. This is helpful because Venus in Cancer is really nurturing energy. Venus is feminine energy. Cancer is feminine energy. Cancer represents the home, emotional nurturing. Venus in that space is a perfect position for us to remember to nurture the relationship with ourselves, okay? Venus represents relationships. And I know that you hear me say that a lot, right? It's about the relationship with ourselves. We have to nurture the relationship with ourselves. But this is especially true during eclipse season, okay? Think about last week. Think about how you felt last week. And think about, did you at times take things out on people? Did you get snappy with people? Did you snap on yourself? Did you have some arguments with the partner? These things are manifestations of the intense energy that we're experiencing. So Venus in Cancer Cancer, water energy, right? With the moon in Pisces, also water energy. It's a massive soothing balm. It's a massive, yummy bath that we can just kind of sink ourselves in and just say, okay, I've got me. Everything is going to be okay. How do I nurture the relationship with myself? What does my body need? Do I need rest? Do I need to eat lighter food? Do I need to drink more green juices? Do I need to drink more water? And look, the answer for all of those is yes. It's important. It's important that we pay attention to the things that we consume. I'm sure that a lot of us went a little overboard with the sugar. I know it feels comforting. And again, here's the thing, I'm not a nutritional coach, I'm not a nutritionist, this isn't any medical advice, but I find that during heavy energetic times, it's important to really keep it light, keep ourselves hydrated, keep ourselves rested. Because one of the major themes that I heard last week was, it's draining, I'm drained, I'm tired, and I totally get it. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are really great days to kind of come back to ourselves slowly and nurture ourselves back into health, if you will, before we get the next eclipse in 2 weeks. So on Thursday, June 3rd, we yet again have the Sun in Gemini trine Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. This is about coming back to certain conversations that we've had in the past, because Venus has already connected to Saturn in Aquarius before. So considering we are in eclipse season, considering that we are in Mercury retrograde, and considering that Venus is moving on to another sign, my guess is that this week we'll also want to process things happening in relationships. And I think that we're, because of all of the water energy that's really helping us soothe our pain, I think that it's a really great time to have conversations with people, just not to gain clarity. Look, I cannot stress this enough, and now part of me hates to say it. We are not going to gain any clarity right now. And we're not meant to. That's not the point, especially not with Mercury just having gone retrograde. We need to allow things to unfold and to process the way they're meant to. Therefore, we need to take a step back. But that doesn't mean, obviously, that we're not going to talk to people, or that we're not going to process, or that even that we're not going to question, because we are. But understand that if you are feeling confused, that if you are feeling like you're lacking answers, that it's normal. I hate to use the word normal, but it's appropriate. Okay. So on Thursday, June 3rd, if you wanted to have a conversation with someone that perhaps you had an argument or a bit of a falling out with last week, Thursday is a really great day to do it. And we want to take advantage of the moon in Pisces on June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, because Pisces is the sign of compassion, of forgiveness, of really just being in a state in which we are allowing. Okay. Now, I say this because on June 4th, the moon moves into Aries. A moon in a fire sign is extremely expressive. It wants to break free. It wants to do all the things. It wants to get out and be active. Now, a moon in Aries, because Aries is one of the signs of the cosmic lovers, it's one of the signs that represents the balance in relationships. It can also be a sign that only thinks of self. Okay, because it's meant to, in a way. Aries reminds us of our individuality, of who we are as one. And so with that, we can come off a little selfish, and we can tend to just want to see things from our point of view without being even remotely open to seeing someone else's point of view. The reason that that is much more likely to happen with a moon in Aries during this time is, again, because we're lacking clarity. And so we may not even realize that we are not trying to see the other person's side, that we are not trying to see the other person's point of view or stand in their shoes. We may not even realize it. That's how much clarity we're lacking right now, and that's how much miscommunication can happen during an eclipse season and Mercury retrograde. So understand that. Understand that it isn't a time to give anyone ultimatums. It isn't a time to really make any big decisions. It is a time to allow things to unfold. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Understand that this is happening to all of us, okay? June 5th, we have Mercury retrograde square Neptune in Pisces. Okay, Mercury retrograde, Mercury in Gemini, is the ultimate expression of communication. Retrograde, communication isn't clear. Neptune in Pisces is energy that we cannot touch, we cannot see, is ethereal energy that represents everything and nothing at all. It's even energy that's difficult to explain. But essentially, it is this energy that trusts the process, trusts the spiritual process, trusts the process of our soul. Now, these two energies coming together at a 90 degree angle is uncomfortable. It's like no matter how much we try to rationalize what we're feeling all of the Neptune in Pisces, and we're trying to rationalize with a Mercury retrograde, it's not going to happen. So it is yet another great day to to meditate, to come back to self. If you practice yoga, yoga is probably a beautiful, beautiful thing to practice right now because it is low impact. You're coming into yourself. You're being forced to be within positions for a certain amount of time before moving on to the next position and appreciating the discomfort in the transit from one position to the next. Now, I don't practice yoga. I just know of yoga. I know a lot of people who do yoga, so I understand the process in a very cognitive way. With that said, those who practice yoga will probably know what I mean. If not, meditation, talking to a therapist, talking to a coach, talking to someone who can help you sort out whatever it is that you need sorting out with right now. Now, on this same day, on June 5th, Mars in Cancer opposes Pluto in Capricorn. On the one hand, Mars in Cancer, like I mentioned earlier, gives us this courage to defend what is ours. But look, we're in the process of releasing some of what has been ours, but we have outgrown that. So Mars in a position to Pluto can represent a time in which we are extremely stubborn and reluctant to let go. And this isn't just a saying. This isn't just being like, nope, I'm not gonna let that go. This can manifest in a physical manifestation, either with an argument with someone, a health condition that tells us you need to let go of this, and our resistance to let go, regardless of the knowing that this no longer belongs in our lives. On a more mundane and practical level, Mars in Cancer in opposition to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn can represent the unexpected responsibility of having to pay something off or having to be reminded of a big loan or a big debt that we had, and us having to find ourselves in the very, very rushed need to pay it off. I say that because, one, the moon will transit into Taurus on June 6th, and so Taurus is indicative of money, value, worth. But we are also headed into the second square between Saturn and Uranus, which doesn't happen this week. It happens within the next couple of days. But Saturn and Uranus are already within degrees of a square. It just so happens that their square is going to be perfect and exact on June 14th, but it doesn't mean that they're not in an orb of a square now. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of the things that you may have forgotten about that come back, especially with a Mercury retrograde. Things tend to come back from the past in order for us to deal with them and look at them. And that's something that can come up with this. So that's going to be an interesting weekend. I feel that really Monday through Friday are going to be nice days to breathe, to take care of ourselves, to take advantage of all of this water energy, Pisces and Cancer and Venus and the moon, a lot of feminine energy to really breathe, heal, meditate, and just come back to ourselves in a very kind way. Come Saturday and Sunday, there may be some tension, but we will be in a much better space within ourselves to handle whatever comes our way. So, with that said, I will come back next week with the weekend forecast for Consciousness Circle members. I hope that you can tune in. And as the week goes on, I will be uploading more and more audio so that you can follow your process with all of the energy going on. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week and much love to all of you.